In July and early August, right when human students are taking a break, young birds are receiving their most intense educations. Even before they leave the nest, songbirds are paying attention to the world around them. Many study the night sky, learning precisely where the one fixed star is that will serve as their guidepost for finding north so they can head the other way on their first nocturnal migration. Young birds in some species study their father's songs. Males will use it as the pattern for their own singing, and females will listen for it when seeking a quality mate. They're also learning the other vocalizations that their parents make, the low-grade and high-intensity warning calls, gentle contact calls, and other means of communicating with their own species. They observe the world around them, noticing and tasting any insects that wander within their reach, paying attention to which events their parents respond to and which they ignore. Once the babies leave the nest, their educations ramp up. They have to learn how to take off and land safely in different kinds of vegetation, how to search for food, where the safest hiding places are in their territory, and how to locate an emergency hideout in seconds away from their territory. Humans go through an intense period of language acquisition right about the time they're learning to walk well. But humans have the luxury of time. Offspring are dependent on adults for years, and when individual parents fall short, there are many cultural backup systems to ensure that our young have most of the skills they'll need to negotiate their adult lives. This period of rapid learning is concentrated into a few short weeks for birds, and any tiny glitches can cut off a bird's life before it really begins. If baby birds are intensely learning at this time of year, their parents are frantically teaching, trying to keep track of them even as they search for food for them and watch out for danger. Right when we think things are quieting down and so birds must be taking a siesta, they're really working as hard as they did during nesting. As late as the end of August, I've watched warbler parents still focused on teaching their young ones. Fortunately, this educational period coincides with the richest food resources of the year, so Food Finding 101 is usually a snap. But pop quizzes for birds, that Cooper's hawk suddenly flying over, that car going past at 70 miles per hour, that funny-looking branch that is really a snake, happen much more frequently than pop quizzes for human students, and with much more dire consequences for even one wrong answer. In the world of survival, even a 99% score can mean failure. Small wonder that few birds ever reach their first birthday. As migratory birds move from their natal territories, they must master a whole new battery of skills and habitats and new dangers. It's a jungle out there, though far more birds die trying to negotiate our urban jungles on migration than in the real jungles where many overwinter. Every baby bird you see will be lucky to survive another week, much less another month. But just remember, every adult bird you see has survived through at least one entire year, and at that point, its life expectancy goes up dramatically. Every scarlet tanager singing right now has flown all the way down to South America and all the way back at least once, has looked down upon North America's night sky ablaze with city lights, and Central and South America's night sky too, more often literally ablaze with the fires of deforestation. And every adult scarlet tanager has survived all that. Every living bird is a testament to how important a good education can be. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.